Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In Tiger King.
Yeah.
And about how after episode 3... you do kind of come away from that going, I think this woman killed her husband, her first husband, Don Lewis. And she lives in the Tampa area. And this disappearance happened in Hillsborough County. And the sheriff of Hillsborough County is a guy named Chad Cronister. And he is now publicly saying that he's reopening the case into the disappearance.
Okay, Chad.
Of Don Lewis. And they've put out a phone number for people to call with leads or tips. They're offering rewards for any kind of new information. And it would be wild if this is the way this culminates. This woman, after perhaps killing her first husband and disposing of the body, then makes it her life's mission to try to shut down Joe Exotic and other people like Joe Exotic.
Mm-hmm.
She becomes a part of this documentary willingly, and then the documentary gets so much attention that it provides a legal problem for her, which if she was responsible for this, like, you at least got people looking into it again. Not just people on the internet, but like an actual sheriff of the county in which you live. So it reminded me a little bit, the possibilities of it, of The Jinx. Did you ever watch The Jinx on HBO?
No, I'm familiar, but no, I didn't watch it.
Dude, that's like the best.
It's the same kind of thing, right?
Well, here's what happened. I don't want to ruin it for you. Yeah. You know what? It came out years ago.
Yeah, it's really old.
Okay, so it's Robert Durst.
Yes.
And he had been connected to some questionable deaths and been found not guilty or not charged, but like... it was known, I can't remember exactly, but it was like it sure as hell looked like he'd killed 2 or 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really suspicious stuff. And he had just, great lawyers, gotten away with it. He's living freely. But he was such a fascinating character, this filmmaker wanted to do a documentary on him. And they did it, and they put it on HBO, and it is, I can't recommend it enough. If you're somebody who's never watched this, The Jinx on HBO, and you're looking for stuff to watch right now, go do this. It's incredible, riveting stuff. So, last episode of the documentary, keep in mind, he's a free man doing this documentary. He's got a mic on because he's doing interviews with the filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens all the time if you work in television. You've got a mic on. Like, we've got an audio guy on set at CBS Sports Network, right? Name's Vic. Great guy. And when we walk on set, he turns us on. Like, you have to stop and, like, see Vic. It's like a cafeteria line. Like, mm-hmm. I walk by, then Jamie Erdahl walks by, then Adam Zucker walks by, whatever. Vic turns you on. Then you come off set, Vic turns you off. You don't want the mics on when you go to the bathroom or, like, you just don't want those mics on. So you go on set, turn it on, come off set, turn it off. But every once in a while, you'll forget to see Vic. You know, you'll be like, he's not here right now. I'll get him turned off in a minute. Next thing you know, you've been talking for 20 minutes. You got a mic on. And it's on. Well, this happened to Robert Durst. He's got this mic on. The whole documentary, if you don't want me to ruin it, like, turn away now for like a minute. He asked to go to the bathroom. He still got this hot mic on. He forgot to turn it off. And he's just sort of mumbling to himself. But he's like, and they asked me if I did it. Of course I did it. I killed them all. And it's like, what?
Damn.
And they, that, he was arrested. The documentary comes out and he's arrested, charged with murder, found guilty of murder. Wow. He's in jail for the rest of his life because he talked on a hot mic on a documentary. He had gotten away with it. And then he agreed to be a part of this documentary, talked on a hot mic when he didn't know he was doing it, and now he's in jail for the rest of his life. And Carol Baskin could be down a similar road. She agrees to take part in this documentary. It becomes this huge hit. But because it's a huge hit, people are like, yo, you might have killed your husband. Let's look into it some more. Like, what if she ends up getting charged with a crime? Do you think she did it?
I do.
I think she did. I think she had something to do with it.
I do. And the reason why I think she did it, I'll just put all the evidence aside. The one thing that was really telling for me is they interviewed her like right after some news station interviewed her like right when he disappeared. And just no, not distraught, not like your husband disappeared. There, yeah. She doesn't seem fazed at all. And that just was very weird to me.
Right. Like, I don't know. People mourn in different ways.
I know.
Yeah.
But,
so, like, I never get too caught up in how somebody acted. Because you don't know how you would act unless your husband or wife's been murdered, right? Or disappeared or whatever. But I will say, like, there's no, her story makes no sense.
No.
And there's no other great story. And the way that she redid all the documents, that was unusual.
Oh, yeah.
As
when they
well.
Broke in the trailer, you know, I mean,
yeah.
Come
just
on.
A lot of, there's just a lot of, like, listen, she should be suspect number one. Whether they'll ever be able to bring a case, I don't know. But they are officially looking into it. That's your Tiger King news of the day. Jeff Calkins is up next.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's at the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, over 150 fabrics have just arrived to kick off the new spring Stant custom shirts. And until April 15th, if you buy three, you get one free. As you know, three measurements, and the computer gives us a perfect fit try-on shirt starting at just $98. And after 2 years of work, we now have the perfect fit pant. We take the measurements, and the computer gives us the exact try-on fit from over 90 fit pants. You try it on, we choose the correct leg taper, make any changes if we need, and in 2 weeks, even you, Mr. Impossible Fit Parrish, have the perfect fit pant starting at $168 in a jean, five-pocket fit, or dress pant model.
So you heard him. You know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South's quarantine COVID-19 information station.
I'm Stevie Reese with the Radio.com news update. Even with the president's stay-at-home order extended through April 30th, the stock market's reaction was good. The Dow closed up almost 700 points. In New Jersey, over 3,300 new coronavirus cases were reported in one day, and almost 300 of those total cases are men and women in law enforcement. Ford and the GE Healthcare team will make over 50,000 ventilators. Production should start in just under 3 weeks. Ford says that if needed, they could produce as many as 30,000 ventilators a month. The organizers of the Masters Golf Tournament are giving $1 million to Augusta, Georgia area charities that are helping families and another million to Augusta University to help with their COVID-19 testing. And speaking of testing, in Maryland, there's a new coronavirus testing site that can take 100 people a day. That's FedEx Field, home of the Washington Redskins. For the latest local and national news, head to radio.com or download the radio.com app today.
Giving you all the news, information, interviews, sports, entertainment, and the latest for Memphis and the Mid-South, live and local. This is 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Dark.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11, joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
So you had a doctor on your show this morning, Dr. Manoush Jain, and who was fabulous. I had Dr. Mitchell Rosen, who's a preparedness expert at Rutgers, on in the first hour. And it's just sort of striking every time I hear a doctor speak on this or talk to a doctor about this. Like, you and I still understand the seriousness of this, but then we'll also tell a goofy story about getting an email from Lausanne about a missed assignment. Like, we're still able to laugh during this. And every time I hear, whether it was Dr. Jain this morning or Dr. Rosen this afternoon, the seriousness in their voice, the tone, like, it's like almost like they go, I don't understand why the rest of the country doesn't understand what I understand, but this is super bad and you guys need to take it more seriously. It's just like they're pleading with people and it still doesn't seem to get through.
Yeah, I mean, what's also striking is they're just so non-political. Like, that's what's interesting. They just have no political agenda, whatever. It's even if you look at the story at Liberty University, where Jerry Falwell Jr. Had brought the students back, and there's a story in the New York Times that says that a bunch of students have symptoms and may have tested positive, et cetera. Like, the doctor just, you would think the doctor at Liberty might like have an, no, he just says, yeah. I mean, he's the one who told them. Jerry Falwell has denied the story, but he's the one who told them that there were 10 people, they may not test for it or not. But what's amazing about it is just how, here's the facts, here's the deal, this is scary, this could be bad, this is bad, and that's that. And it's ultimately why I think you saw Trump's change in approach last night and tone last night, where he just sounded very serious. Because in the end, you can bluster, you can negotiate, you can whatever you want, but the numbers are the numbers are the numbers, and the projections are the projections are the projections, and in the end, there is a it's inconvenient. You wish it were not so. We want the economy to be going. We want people to be at work. But the numbers are the numbers are the numbers. And science is sort of, not prone to argument. And so there we are. And they just sort of tell us where we're headed and what we can do to change where we're headed. And that's that.
I noticed the same thing you noticed yesterday with the White House briefing. And I'm not trying to bash the president. Like, there are plenty of time, other times to do that. I'm saying this matter-of-factly. Like, you can like him, don't like him, vote for him, not vote for him. Like, I don't care. Or I don't care that much right now. But, like, we should all be able to agree he's not the best at showing compassion. Like, that's just not there, for better or worse. He seemed human yesterday talking about this stuff. He still had his little moments with various reporters, but, like, he seemed moved by what he was seeing and what he was hearing. And when he talked about, like, he had a friend who's now in a coma, like, that seemed to register with him in a way that maybe it didn't register as recently as 2 days earlier.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there are some presidents who've been great at that. Ronald Reagan was among the very best at expressing the condolences and mood of the country and pulling at the heartstrings and summing up sentiment. And no, that's not one of Trump's strengths. But last night, yeah, there's no question. He had a friend. He's a bigger guy, but that guy's in a coma. And I think, like, that can't help, but, and then he talked about the body bags that he said, you want to hope that it's equipment or whatever, but it's not. They're bodies coming out of a hospital in New York. And so, yes, he seemed human and shaken and whatever else by all of that. In the end, he's shutting down the country for another month, and I don't have any objection to it because it's obviously what everyone says we should do. But that's not something that he wants to do. This goes back to back when people were saying it was a farce or whatever it was, when there were some saying this is an overreaction to shut down the NCAA tournament, you kept coming back to, why would they be shutting down the NCAA tournament if this were just like the flu? They wouldn't be. That would make no sense. They don't want to do it. And same thing here. The last thing President Trump wants to do is shut down the economy. But in the end, like, there's just no way. We aren't used to that as a country, right? Thinking that there's just no way out but hardship. That's the only way out. And I think as individuals, we still aren't used to it. As all you had to witness was everybody in the parks over the weekend. And sure enough, GP, we were right. The parks have now been closed.
Right.
So, like, that was one. Listen, I'm not very good at calling football games or anything, but I could start to see that park closure coming because people just, they want to do what they want to do. They just want to do what they want to do. And so there we are. But it's pretty clear. Yeah, he didn't want to do it, but he was left with no choice.
Yeah, same. I'm not very good at, like, predicting the outcomes of basketball games. But like, I'm good at predicting that playing James Wiseman is not smart. I'm good at predicting that the Tubby Smith era is not going to go well. And I think we were pretty good at predicting that you're going to have to close the parks because people aren't going to stop going to the parks.
People aren't going to stay out of the parks. You know, they're still not going to stay out of the parks. Some of them, like, some of them are still going to be in the parks. But whatever. Like, some of this is, of course, is we're not going to shoot people going to the parks, right? Some of this is signaling. The more serious the strictures are, the more people will have to therefore take them seriously. Ooh, they're not messing around, right? And so that's partly what happened there. But you knew that Memphians wouldn't stay out of the parks on a beautiful sunny weekend. Of course not. And then they wouldn't stay, you know, even if you're 6 feet from someone most of the time, yeah, you're not half the time, right? You're, you know, like, whatever. Yeah, I'll just set my chair up here 6 feet away from your chair, and we'll kind of laugh about it. But then when we're walking back to the car, we'll be 2 feet away from each other or whatever, walking to our separate cars. Like, there's a lot of that going on, and I hope this helps.
Speaking of the economy, because you and I and Dan Wolkin and Chris Harrington had this guy, I think Jack something or another, tweet us last week, and he was like, you know, like, and this is one of Clay Travis's big talking points. You know, you can't just shut down the whole country because you end up doing more damage to the economy than you would be doing, than the coronavirus in itself would do. Like, you have to have a cost balance here and, you know, weigh risk versus reward, and destroying the economy is not worth the whatever risk comes with just sort of riding this thing out. Listen, no doctor has said that, but like Clay Travis and people who listen to Clay Travis have said it. So it was interesting. I stumbled into this over the weekend when I was doing some reading, because the point I think you had made last week was that even if you say, let's get back to normal, we're not going to get back to normal. And it will only make the pandemic worse, and so you're actually doing more harm than you are good. Well, the University of Chicago Booth School of Business conducted a survey with some of the leading economists in the country, all right? And this is one of the questions, literally the second question they ask. And actually, I shouldn't say question. It's not a question. They would present a statement, and then the leading economist in the country that they surveyed, you could either agree, you could strongly agree, somewhat agree, you could disagree, you know, whatever you wanted to do. It's strongly agree, you could say I'm uncertain, or you could disagree, strongly agree, or have no opinion, okay? So they ask, I think it was somewhere between 90 and 110 of the leading economists in the country. And here's the statement. Abandoning severe lockdowns at a time when the likelihood of a resurgence in infections remains high will lead to greater total economic damage than sustaining the lockdowns to eliminate the resurgence risk. And there were some who strongly agreed. There were some who agreed. A much smaller percentage said they were uncertain. Literally zero disagreed. Literally zero people disagreed with the statement, abandoning severe lockdowns at a time when the likelihood of a resurgence in infections remains high will lead to greater total economic damage than sustaining the lockdowns to eliminate the resurgence risk. So, like, and I'm not trying to pick on Clay, but like Clay Travis can say that we're doing, we'd be better off getting back to normal and the economy would be better for it. But, like, there's no economist that actually thinks that. Like, there's people on TV saying that.
Hey, yo, don't be throwing knowledge and stuff like that. In fact, the guy doesn't listen to scientists. Why the hell is he going to listen to economists?
Like, if when you're talking to about the economy, you can't get an economist to agree with you.
No. If you don't listen to if you're not going to listen to the scientists about the science, why the hell are you going to listen to the economists about the economy when you're a guy who, you know, whatever, likes boobs and whatever, you know, it's ridiculous. It's preposterous. Hell, even Trump said last night, he said about that very point, he said, let me just see here, let me call up this quote. It is, a lot of people were saying maybe we shouldn't do anything, just ride it. They say ride it like a cowboy, just ride it. Ride that sucker right through, Trump said. That's where the 2.2 million people come in. Would have died maybe, and that's not acceptable. So he's conceding that you can't, this whole just screw it, we're going to ride it through and come out the other side and be done. It's not it's a false choice because it's not a choice. There is no choice. You can't choose that because the economy won't be restored and more damage will be done. It's not, you can't. This is what I mean, is people just balk against being given this choice. Here's the choice. Shut the economy down, don't move around, and maybe we'll be done in 2 or 3 months. Or, and a terrible, and I agree, by the way, incredible damage is being done. If it's being done to people's economically, it's being done. I mean, I talked to someone who's good, who really believes, I mentioned this in a column, his friend died of a heroin overdose, and he said his friend died of a heroin overdose on a night when he normally would have, he was staying clean by going to work and going to the gym. Well, his work was gone and his gym was gone. Gym was shut down, work was not available. And that night, now, who knows? I'm not saying he wouldn't have anyway, but this guy strongly thought this is what was keeping him clean. And so, yes, I 100% believe there will be deaths because of this. There will be suicides because of this. People won't take their medicine. Like, there's going to be all kinds of havoc. But that havoc would happen anyway, plus the havoc of the – it's not a choice. You don't get to make that havoc go away. There's no option which does not – which has a booming economy. That option doesn't exist. The only way to get to the booming economy is to get through this. And there's no way people want to wriggle out of it. They say, no. We can just – well, this is America. We can – no. This time, there's no choice. We haven't lived through a pandemic before. There's no choice to shut this down. And by the way, here's the other thing that's interesting to me is that people are getting angry at their neighbors who aren't paying attention to these rules. And it's because when you don't pay attention to those rules, it's not just hurting you. You might get it. Well, that'd be too bad, but at least you're the idiot who wasn't paying attention to the rules. It's hurting everybody. And people just want to resist it because they don't. There is one way through, as the economists say. And the one way through is to put up with this and to do our best, and let's do it better as opposed to worse so we can get through it and so there actually will be some prosperity in the end.
I got a tweet from my buddy Andrew Silliman who says, yeah, Clay Travis has said that you can't kill the economy, you can't kill the economy while trying to handle the coronavirus. You know, you have to weigh the cost of that, and we're paying too big of a price. And so Andrew, the point that he makes is that, yeah, Clay Travis did say that, but so did Andrew Cuomo, who said you can't shut the economy forever. Listen, there's two different things here. Nobody's
that's
arguing.
Different.
Yeah, that's different. Nobody is saying you can't shut the economy down forever. The point that the economists are making is that if you abandon the severe lockdowns at a time when the likelihood of a resurgence in infections remains high, that is going to make the economic situation worse. We're not saying you kill the economy forever. You just don't abandon these severe lockdowns until the likelihood of a resurgence is low. As long as it remains high, like it is right now, you can't just get back to normal. So what Governor Cuomo was saying is not the same thing Clay Travis and other people arguing what Clay Travis is saying. Those are two different things. You know, it's just a couple of words different, but obviously and undeniably two totally different things.
Yes. No one would say you have to shut the economy down forever, and everyone, I think, would say it's a real concern. The question is, how long do you have to, is there a way to get through this without shutting the economy down? That's the real question. And the answer is no, there's no way to do this without shutting the economy down. And so, but forever, no. And I mean, this is one of the things we talked about with Chris Harrington. What this could look like on the other side, and again, I'm not the expert on this, I'm just repeating what I read, and what is that the opening up won't be, hey, baby, come on back for Easter where all the churches are open. Let's jam those suckers full. It'll be, okay, in these areas of the country, it appears that it is slightly under, you know, under control, and so we're going to open up the restaurants. We're still going to have gatherings, no gatherings of over 100 people. We're still going to sit apart. We're still going to wear masks. We're still going to whatever. We're going to have schools. We're going to have smaller classrooms and whatever. We're going to see how it goes. And if it comes, but not in this area of the country, because this area of the country, we still have a hot spot, and we're not going to do that there. And then, this school has seven cases all of a sudden of coronavirus, we're going to shut it down again, et cetera. It's taking the lever off or putting the gas down gradually to the economy again, both geographically and in terms of the things you allow. We're not going to go right back to, okay, let's have Memphis in May, a big 200,000 people on the riverfront. We're going to say, okay, let's let restaurants open if they sit this far apart kind of thing. And so, no, it's not going to close down forever, but it is going to be closed down and then let up slowly.
Right. As long as literally 100% of the economists, the leading economists in this country that were surveyed, say that trying to reopen before it's safe enough to reopen will do greater total economic damage, as long as they think that's true, I'm just going to trust them. Like, why would I think I know more than the leading economists in this country on the economy and what happens to it if we do certain things? Like that.
And the point is that they're not saying, is it worth it in terms of deaths or a trade-off? What they're saying is there is no benefit to the economy by jacking up the economy before the thing is putting aside the harm that would be done in terms of public health. They're saying even from a purely economic perspective,
right,
there is no benefit to the economy for trying to get this sucker going before it's time.
Because if you have another resurgence and it gets even worse than it otherwise would have been, well, then, like, the smart people are going to be so scared to go out of their house anyway. It's not like we're all going to, hey, the president said we could go to, our favorite restaurant this weekend and sit 2 feet from another table. But, like, we'll probably catch coronavirus and be hospitalized. Like, well, no, we just would. People would stay home. The smart people would stay home. Like the same people who were playing basketball yesterday with 20 deep, I guess they wouldn't stay home. But like the idea that you're going to be able to trick the American public, like just to get back to normal by saying get back to normal when these hospitals continue to be overrun, just that doesn't make much sense to me. And it doesn't make much sense to economists either. So listen, I've been pretty consistent on this. I'm going to trust the doctors on the medical parts, and I'm going to trust the economists on the economy. And it seems like if you're trying to argue with those people, you're just on the wrong side of this right now, which is why I don't even understand how people can argue about this anymore. Like, I got bored last night, and I just started scrolling through Facebook, and it was just incredible to see some of the opinions on there. And then it's just like people still trying to debate this, like whether we're overreacting or not. I mean, you got... on social media every day, you got some doctor or nurse pleading with us to stay home, crying. Did you, I don't know if you read the story this weekend in the New York Times, there was an EMS lieutenant in New York City, said he'd been doing this job for 17 years. I mean, his job is to respond to bad things. Been doing it for 17 years, had never cried on the job until last week. Cried on the job. Did you hear that story?
No.
Okay, like it's just the worst story. I'll give you the quick version. Husband and wife, both are healthcare workers, all right? I don't know. They were intentionally vague about who these people were because, you know, for privacy reasons. But husband and wife, both healthcare workers in New York City. And the wife had been infected with the coronavirus and had been sick. I mean, like, the symptoms were severe. But not so severe where it seemed like she needed to be hospitalized. So the husband had been staying home with her, taking care of her. But because his facility was overrun with coronavirus patients, his employer was begging him, please come back to work. We need everybody available. So he's like, can I really leave my wife? But like my employer's telling me I need to be there. And so begrudgingly, he picked between two bad options and he said, okay, I'm going to go to work and my wife will be fine. And so he went to work, worked his shift, came home. Wife is unconscious. So he calls 911. Okay. He calls 911. They show up. They ask him to leave the house, A, because they don't want him in there, but B, because they think he might be infected as well. And they're just trying to minimize the risk of infection. So they try to revive her for 35 minutes. They can't. So now they got to go outside. And this person, he's got to tell this man that his wife is dead inside their home. And he says, as he explains, he says, like, no, I have to do this sometimes, you know, tell somebody that someone they love is no longer with us. And he said, there's a certain way you do that. You know, you put your arm on people, you hug them if they need a hug. And he said, but because of distancing rules, I have to tell him from 6 feet away, a man who's just standing outside next to his car. He said, so I watched this man punch his car and then just drop to the street, bawling, crying. And he said, under normal circumstances, I would go help pick that man up and I would hold him and I would try to help him. And he said, under these circumstances, we just left. We just left him there. And he said, it just broke my heart. And like, that's a real story. And as long as we keep hearing real stories like that, and they're going to get worse before they go away, I don't understand how people can still be on Facebook debating or at the farmer's market hanging out. But I saw both of it this weekend, which was, you know, just disappointing, I guess. And isn't that the worst story in the world, by the way?
That's an awful story. Well, I mean, the fact that everyone who dies of this dies alone. I mean, we all die alone at some level, right? But hopefully we're surrounded by loved ones and we're looking into their eyes and we're telling them that, you know, we love them all along and forgive us any mistakes and just be happy and whatever else. But here you don't get to do any of that. You die alone. There's a story in the Washington Post about a guy, first person in Indiana who died, and it was a woman who died, and the husband did a first person story and he wasn't allowed to go in. You know, you're not allowed to go in. And, I mean, this is, you know, yeah. And then, honestly, I'm working on a story right now with someone I know who tested positive for it. And it's been all over Memphis, you know, before this person knew that they tested positive.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, just been all over. They've been to church and been to a grocery store and been to a food truck and been to, gotten a ride from some friends and been to work and whatever else. And, subsequently tested positive and is doing fine, but they're telling the story because they want people to know, this person wanted people to know that there are lots of people like me. I didn't know, right? Didn't know. That's the whole point of this virus. You can be contagious for multiple days before you know you have it. So this person did nothing wrong. It's just, that's the nature of it. And so it's not this person's fault. There's no blame attached to getting this either. I don't mean that. Like, you can get it in any number of ways. Who knows, right? But it is up on us all to take precautions, both for ourselves and for society.
That is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Thank you, sir.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. The latest numbers, by the way, 161,088 confirmed cases in the United States, 2,968 deaths. And to Jeff's point about, you know, people are dying alone, my friend Anna, who is a nurse here in Memphis, and she's working on a coronavirus unit right now. And I'm going to actually have her on tomorrow and talk to her about it. But I saw she reposted a coworker's either Twitter message or Facebook message. I want to say it was on Facebook, but either way, the point's the same. And this is the point that this person was making. Like, you know, you've got people on ventilators, you know, in ICU, and under normal circumstances, they could be with loved ones, but under these circumstances, you can't. And so you're just watching one person after another die alone, which... Listen, this is, you know, watching having a loved one die, particularly somebody who was healthy a week ago. That's the other thing about this. You got people dying who were fine a week ago.
Yeah.
You know, these types of things are always, awful. But like a cancer diagnosis, like you often have time. With this thing, like it might get you in a matter of days, certainly a matter of weeks. People who were healthy, it's March 30th. People who were healthy 30 days ago are dead now from this. And so you don't have any real time to prepare to say goodbye. And then you can't say goodbye. You're not there. So it's just the absolute worst. And it's just wild to think back to where we were just 3 weeks ago. You know, 3 weeks ago on this night, I was at the CAA tournament in Washington, D.C. Basketball game happening, fans in the stands. We're on TV. And to think, and the truth is we should have known this was coming if we'd have been paying attention to the right people. I plead guilty to this as well. Like, I can sit here and act like I know everything about this now. But I wasn't nearly as informed 3 weeks ago as I needed to be.
Me too.
Now, some of that's just because the messages we were getting from our political leaders were downplaying it. And the doctors on this, the medical officials, weren't given the same stage. You know, it's not like, I don't care what your favorite cable news outlet is, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, whatever. It's not like they were bringing on Dr. Fauci 3 weeks ago and letting him talk for 45 minutes to explain to us, you guys are killing yourselves. So we just didn't, the information was available to us. Like I said, I had Dr. Mitchell Rosen on the first hour, and I went through his Twitter feed last night, and he was tweeting about this in January. Like, keep in mind, we didn't really like snap awake until the night of March 11th.
Was that the Rudy Gobert?
That's the night Rudy Gobert tested positive in the NBA shutdown.
That was the moment.
That was it. We really, as a country, didn't start taking this seriously at all until sports shut down. Then we were like, hold up.
Yeah, because it doesn't happen.
We're like, oh, hold up. You just postponed the NBA season, and now we don't have an NCAA tournament. What's going on with this coronavirus thing?
Yeah.
So the information was out there, but it wasn't like in our face the way it should have been. I don't know who to blame for that, but it wasn't in our faces the way it should have been. But the idea to think that 3 weeks ago at this time, I was preparing to, you know, do sideline on a basketball game. And then next night I did the same thing, and then next morning I flew home.
That feels like that was months ago.
It feels like years ago.
Yes.
It was 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. And you go from that to now, and we are up to 161,088 confirmed cases in the United States. We got a president on TV yesterday talking about if we can hold this to under 100,000 American deaths, that'll be, quote, a good job. 3 weeks ago, we thought we were mostly cool. At least most of the country thought we were mostly cool. And now, 3 weeks later, the president's talking about we got to figure out a way to keep this under 100,000 American deaths. It is absolutely incredible. Be back in a second.
An impossible deal just became possible. At Burger King, now you can get two Impossible Whopper sandwiches for only $6 as part of the 2 for $6 deal. Mix and match between the Impossible Whopper, the Classic Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich, and get two for only $6. The Impossible Whopper with a flame grill patty made from plants, now part of the 2 for $6 deal. Burger King, your way, way better. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Single sandwich at regular price on menu.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity System. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC.
AC system and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at CHOATESHVAC.com for more information. And remember, Choates, let our family serve your family.
When everyone comes to the table, there's bound to be more loads of dishes. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliance special values, including a fingerprint-resistant Whirlpool stainless steel dishwasher for $270 less, now just $429. Its one-hour wash cycle gives you clean dishes, glasses, and pans in just 1 hour. Plus, it features a sensor cycle that automatically sets the right wash and dry settings for each load. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/15 U.S. only.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We know these are tough times right now. Your heating, air, and plumbing are essential systems for your home. To help, we have discounted our HVAC systems to as low as $99 a month and tankless water heaters as low as $79 a month. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We're here to help. 901-624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Your tax refund is all you need to get that car or truck you want, and you only pay the low wholesale price. Yes, at Wholesale Unlimited, you don't pay the retail price, and they have layaway plans, so do it today. It's on Pleasant View, just off Covington Pike, and all you pay is the wholesale price. So many SUVs, cars, and trucks to choose from. That's why they call it Wholesale Unlimited. You want a Cadillac Escalade? A Mustang GT? How about a Jeep Grand Cherokee or a Toyota 4Runner? You want a loaded Tahoe, Ram truck, Camaro, or Mercedes? Go to the online inventory at wucars.com or just Google Wholesale Unlimited to find what you want. A little money goes a long way when you can buy cars and trucks at wholesale and use your tax refund to get the price even lower. Right now, Wholesale Unlimited has great cars and trucks priced at only $7,000 to $8,000 and in-house financing. Go to Pleasant View just off Covington Pike today. Tell them you heard about it on 92.9 ESPN. You can thank me later.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
From Nicole Auerbach from The Athletic, she reports that the NCAA Division I Council has approved blanket waivers for all spring sport athletes to get an extra year of eligibility. Schools will be able to offer less or zero aid or match what they provided this year. It's up to each school for each athlete. So this is what was expected to happen. To be clear, this does not include basketball players, spring sport athletes, baseball, spring sport athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball is considered a winter sport. So the next step will be a vote on winter sport athletes. And though it was expected that spring sport athletes would get this because their seasons had either just started or hadn't started at all.
Right.
It is not expected for winter sports to be given the
same
waiver.
They were mostly all almost done.
Some were done.
Yeah.
And I know that a group of Power Five student athletes put together a document saying this is what we want to happen. And it's like, you know, like 60 of them signed it or whatever. And one of the things in the document, the second item, is that we want all winter sport athletes who had not, who still had championship opportunities. We want all winter sport athletes to be granted an extra year of eligibility if they want it. And the problem with that is that whose season was over and whose wasn't? We don't know. We never had an NCAA tournament bracket put together. So then we never had an NIT bracket put together. The CBI, we didn't have that bracket. So, like, who? How do we know whose season was done?
Right.
I mean, you can reasonably assume that Dayton's season wasn't done. But for the majority of college basketball, the seasons were done. You know, all the small conferences, everybody except the auto bid leader, winner, they're done. So you're going to tell all those seniors you can't have an extra year of eligibility, but, like, if you happen to play at a Power 5 school, you can have another year? Simply because your conference tournament's a week later than the other ones for television purposes? Like, that doesn't seem fair or right. But here's the other thing that I think is most important to remember. The student athletes who want this want it, but I'm not sure most of them do. Like, the seniors who want it, and they're letting their voices be heard. I'm not sure most seniors want it, because here's the thing sometimes people forget about seniors. They've either graduated or they're about to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stay on a certain course as a student athlete to remain eligible. So, like, you're always, if you hear of a senior basketball player, they have either graduated or they are close to graduating. They have to be. So most people just want to get on with their lives. And then the other argument is, like, that people have made is, like, you know, Trey Landers at Dayton, you know, he could have been on a national championship team, and that's just ripped away. Okay, cool. I mean, it sucks. I get it. But it's not, so let him come back. That's what they say. Let him come back and let him have that opportunity. Well, he won't have the same opportunity. Obi Toppin's not coming back.
Right.
So, like, Trey Landers had an opportunity this year to play for a national championship. Next year, he won't have that opportunity because his best player, his best teammate, won't be on the team. So here's the biggest thing you need to remember. When that one gets voted down, because I don't want to say I'm certain it will. I'd bet a lot of money on it. Most of the seniors don't even want it. It's hard to figure out where to draw the line, who can come, who gets the year, who doesn't. And then here's the biggest thing. The coaches don't want it. Like, if you are Seton Hall and you thought Miles Powell might really come back for another year, then you'd fight for it. But here's the truth. There's 353 Division I teams. Most of them suck. They don't want their seniors back. Most of the seniors suck.
Good point.
Also, it would be incredibly unfair for the incoming freshmen in certain situations. I've told this story before, but it makes the point perfectly, I think. It's a kid named A.J. Hoggard, who's a top 75 point guard, class of 2020. He's going to Michigan State, signed, ready to go. Now, I don't think Cassius Winston would come back to school no matter what. But what if they grant him another year of eligibility? And he says, you know what, I can go down as Michigan State's all-time leading everything. I'll come back and do that. So what now A.J. Hoggard, who's been recruited for years, being told, you're going to replace Cassius Winston. He's our point guard. He leaves. You come in as a freshman. Ball's in your hands. For a year now, he's been thinking he's playing 30 minutes a game at Michigan State.
Yep.
Now, because the NCAA decides to give eligibility back, he's going to play six? That's not right. And so, like I've said before, I won't protest if they give players a year of eligibility back. But I do think this is one where the cons outweigh the pros. There's more reasons not to do it than there are to do it. And once the people voting understand that, and I think they do, that one will get voted down. Spring sports, good to go. I do not think basketball players will be given another year of eligibility. Be back with Dinner to Go.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD. There's a typo, a fixed rate guaranteed, and no penalties if you withdraw your balance early?
That's right, no penalties.
Really?
Take two.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% for 7 months. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early, and you keep the interest you earned. You can money with Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Learn more at Marcus.com.
$500 minimum balance required to earn stated annual percentage yield, which may change before account is funded. May withdraw full balance beginning 7 days after funding. Rates as of March 20th, 2020. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Shop at home, curbside pickup, we'll bring it to you. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf, and yes, everyone, including me, is dealing with the new normal. Home selling and home buying is still going on as I watch the number of listings and contracts showing up in the multiple listing service each and every day. While people are staying home more, the irony of connectivity is keeping things closer than ever before. Recently, two different out-of-town buyers made offers on homes because they saw them online. They never actually visited the properties. They didn't kick the bricks, as we say. So stay safe, stay at home, and remember the preamble to the Code of Ethics of the National Association of Realtors. Under all is the land. If you want to discuss your individual situation and how we operate in the current environment, call or email me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
We're all spending a lot of time at home these days. That means we're all having a lot of meals at home these days. And this is Gary Parrish making sure you understand that when you're ready to step it up a bit, you should check out the finest, freshest, never frozen prime cut beef selections at Humphreys Memphis. Memphis.com, the prime cut shot next to Folks Folly. They provide all the same ingredients and sides offered by Folks Folly via local delivery, overnight shipping nationwide, or curbside pickup. So please go check it out today and grill like a legend tonight. The address is HumphreysMemphis.com. That's HumphreysMemphis.com.
Hello. You know my voice, don't you? Well, just this once, let me tell you something without you asking me first. Now you can complete the census online. Just go to 2020census.gov. The census cannot share your response. More importantly, you can help inform how billions in funding will be spent each year on things in your community. Complete the census online, by phone, or by mail. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Heard on the job? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Get to us on Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little but it's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker chop me. But if it do, draw blood like an IV.
Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com. 360-9679, 360-9679 if you need a computer. And yes, they are still open. I was talking to Lee Cooper earlier today, and he said, listen, they're sanitizing the doorknobs, credit card machines, all of the machines inside the store. Because they know customers still need computers because people are working from home now and kids are doing school from home now. So the computer business appears to be one of the businesses that hasn't been devastated by this. Obviously, if you're uncomfortable going into the store, they can do curbside service as well. But if you are looking for a computer, either because you're working from home now, or you got an employee that you need to take care of who's working from home now, or you got children doing schoolwork from home now, get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper. They can help you. 360-9679. 360-9679. You need computer repair, they can still handle that as well. Our computers have probably never been more valuable to us than they are right now because people are working from home. If you run into computer problems while working from home, you need to get those addressed. Cooper Systems is there for you. 360-9679, 360-9679. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com. I should say, you know, we mentioned everybody's working from home now. So are teachers. And, you know, I was going back and forth with a teacher this weekend, and you know, I've seen this with my own children's teachers who have been incredible, keeping in touch and trying to keep, you know, everybody motivated and focused, because it's not easy. You know, teachers are having to learn to teach in an entirely different way right now.
Yeah.
And it's much more difficult. You're learning it on the fly. You know, there are teachers who maybe aren't as computer savvy as some others. And now you're having to conduct online classes and do online lessons and Zooms, and it's just a different world. And so we're all learning to work differently now. I mean, I'm doing a sports talk show every day with no sports. I didn't ever anticipate that.
Right.
But teachers, you know, these are hard times for them too. So if you are in the education business and learning to teach in a different way, we appreciate you, any of us that have children in any of the school systems, because I'm seeing it up close with my own children. The teachers are super involved. The teachers are keeping in touch. It's not easy for the students to learn this way. I'm seeing that up close. But it's also it's not easy for the teachers as well. So, if you have a teacher in your life, tell them thank you for doing what they're doing, because they're trying to keep our kids from being dumb. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but remember what I was just talking about in that last segment about how they had the NCAA agreed to grant eligibility waivers to spring sport athletes, but I did not think that they would do the same for winter sport athletes. Well, it's now official. They have decided not to grant athletes from winter sports, including basketball, an extra year of eligibility due to coronavirus pandemic. So just like the other one wasn't a surprise, that is not a surprise. For all of the reasons I laid out in the last segment, it's an easy thing to get behind in the moment emotionally. Don't let these young people's college careers end this way. But when you started thinking about it practically, the cons outweighed the pros, and so here we are.
What's the biggest game tonight?
We ain't got no game.
What should I watch on TV?
Got a new episode of Better Call Saul tonight on AMC at 8 o'clock. I finally got caught up this weekend.
Okay.
Season's great.
What season are we in?
5.
Whew, that's a lot of catching up.
It's a lot of catching up, and it's a slow... Better Call Saul is slower paced than Breaking Bad was.
Sure.
It just is. I actually think in some ways it's better, but it is slower. It's slower to watch. There's no question. But this season is really, really good. By the way, we talked about Ozark last week because they started season 3 on Friday.
Yeah.
I started Ozark this weekend.
Good. Thoughts?
I'm into it.
Okay.
Like, I'm only 2 episodes in, but, like, I'm into it.
Okay, good.
And I started... What else did I start? Schitt's Creek?
Yeah, that's on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
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 I'm liking Ozark season 3. I can't lie.
My mom texted me and said Ozark season 3 was great. I got a long ways to go.
Yeah.
But I'll get there. I decided to... I got caught up on Better Call Saul. I finished Tiger King. So I was like, okay, I need to invest in something new. Just for, like, when I can't sleep at night or when I wake up in the middle of the night. So I picked Ozark and Schitt's Creek, and I'll let you know how those go.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Well, I imagine I'll be writing a column about the basketball players another year of eligibility, because some of their seasons were cut short. So you can read that at CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, I told you earlier, my friend Anna is on a coronavirus unit right now in an area hospital. And so what's that like? Is it not as bad as she thought it would be? Is it worse than she thought it would be? And the risk involved are obviously real. I mean, more than 50 doctors in Italy have died just from treating coronavirus patients. So what's that like? You know, most of us go to work and we're not at risk of dying. I acknowledge the risk is small, but, like, it's still got to be in your head somewhere, I would imagine. So I'll talk to her about all of those things and some other things. Then Jeff Calkins, of course, will be here in the second hour. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.
And that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. It's been a mild winter, so the bugs are going to be bad. And you know we're here to take care of you and your home. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. And we can handle all the termites, ants, mosquitoes, and everything in between. It's going to be bad. You need to be prepared. Don't let the bugs ruin your summer. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. Or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com and take charge of your home.
Hi, folks. Bob Berkheimer for Sunrise Buick GMC Truck. A lot has happened overnight and just wanted to let you know we're open at Sunrise for all your automotive needs. Service, body shop, parts, and sales. Go online to sunrisememphis.com to schedule an appointment. Should you need a vehicle, we're offering 0% up to 84 months with deferred payments up to 120 days. You can shop online. We'll bring the car or truck to you. At Sunrise, we know you want to feel safe, so bring your car or truck to any Sunrise location and we'll disinfect it at no charge. Sunrise, stress-free and safe. Covington Pike, Wolf Chase, and Collierville.
Does it look like you're going to be working from home for a little while? If you've been waiting to get your roof looked at and worked on, now's the perfect time. David Lucius of Lucius Complete Home invites you to let his three generations of family come take care of your family home. Whether it's a simple repair or a whole new roof, Lucius Complete Home is ready to serve you. Make your time at home time for your home. Find out more. Visit GoLucius.com today. That's GoLucius.com.
I know what you're thinking. This guy's bald. And you're right, I am. How I'd love to walk into a Supercuts. They'd use their expert training to suggest a perfect cut. Sadly, though, the only suggestion I need is what clipper number to use on the back of my head. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Heard of the job? Dial #529 on your cell.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.